Labour MPs break ranks and back no deal over no Brexit. By Victoria Friedman on July 17, 2019. A Labour MP has publicly backed a no deal Brexit over stopping Brexit, defying the official Labour Party position. Sarah Champion, the MP for Rotherham, told the BBC's Politics Live on Tuesday, "I want us to leave, the country wants us to leave, and for our democracy, I think we have to leave. So therefore, if it came to it, I would take no deal if it meant we could leave, because we have to leave." On July 8, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn announced a shift in Labour policy on Brexit, stating that the party would back a second referendum on any deal agreed between the Tory government and the EU and in the case of a no-deal Brexit, a move criticised for having betrayed the 5 million Labour leavers across the nation. Rotherham voted leave in the 2016 referendum and the Brexit Party took 43.3% of the voter share in the constituency in May's European Parliament election. Whilst Ms. Champion herself voted remain, the Labour politician's decision to put her local constituency and the national support for Brexit before her own preference may put her at odds with the party leadership. However, it would not be for the first time, with the Northern constituency MP having been forced to resign from the shadow cabinet in 2017 after penning an article highlighting that Muslim Pakistani origin men groomed more than 1,500 white girls for rape in her home city. The MP later criticised the London elites in the party for failing to connect with the concerns of their northern constituents and tackle the rape gangs. A reported 8 to 10 Labour MPs, including Caroline Flint and Emily Welbuck, are also believed to be ready to back a no-deal Brexit under a prospective Prime Minister Boris Johnson, according to HuffPost. Ms. Welbuck told the news website that her Remain-supporting colleagues need to get realistic and stand by the 2017 manifesto pledge to respect the outcome of the referendum or face obliteration at the next election and end up with Nigel Farage in number 10. 80% of MPs were elected on a manifesto that said we would deliver Brexit, the MP for South Shields said. I would obviously prefer to leave with a deal. But if it comes down to no Brexit or no deal, then I would go with no deal because the consequences mean that Labour will not be in government in the future and we will lose seats. For me, that is a far worse scenario than any Brexit outcome would be, she stated. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage wrote on Sunday that Labour had signed its own death warrant by declaring support for a second referendum, saying that Corbyn had failed the people of the Leave voting regions and had taken their votes for granted.